doctors who care. Stories of compassionate physicians, medical professionals that put their patients' welfare above all else. These are true stories of... Well, they're not exactly true, but... Our story begins in the office of the special clinic where dedicated doctors handle the most difficult cases.
So, what do you want to see tonight?
What's a Planet the Royal?
Let's see. Revenge of the Wilderness Family and Airport 1980, the Cessna.
Ooh, who's in that one?
Suzanne Summers, John Belushi, and Jerry Mathers as the... Orowak speaking. Calm down, Mrs. Libby. Yeah? Yes, Mrs. Libby. I'll be there as soon as I can. Just keep calm, drink liquids, get plenty of rest, and drop a couple of pills in your coffee. I don't know. The pink ones, I guess. Goodbye.
What are you giving that woman, Jeff?
It's all right, Barbie. I just prescribed some harmless sugar pills. Mrs. Libby has been having some odd hallucinations lately. She thinks her late husband has come back from the dead. I'll be back in a couple of hours.
But Mr. Horowak, I know he is back, and...
Mrs. Libby, this whole idea of your husband's return, I know that his death must have been a painful memory for you.
Oh, not really. He was sick all the time, even before we got married. He didn't get along with my family, didn't like dogs or kids. Not a nice guy, really.
Well, as I see it, your subconscious mind is...
What time is it?
It's about 4:30.
Ooh, I gotta get him out of the oven. Excuse me. It's time for my fish stick break.
I thought we were through with this fish stick fetish.
I'm afraid I've fallen off the wagon, or the raft in this case. I just adore fish sticks. Every time I bite into one, I get all jittery and I want to take a whole plate of them and rub them all over my face like this. Oh, yummy, 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 yummy.
Mrs. Libby, I want you to stop this at once. You know, seeing you do this makes me want to jump on a table and howl like a wolf.
Dr. Borowak, help me get my slippers off. I just want to rub these fish sticks all over my young, supple body. Oh, crunch, 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 crunch. Oh, don't stand on that table, Doctor. I'm just not very strong. Oh, my! Oh, through the front doors and into the pool.
Damn it, Borowak, get a hold of yourself. Not there.
Doctor, finish your fish sticks.
Oh, he's gone already. Oh, what am I going to do now? Come in.
Honey, I'm home from the dead.
So little Poopsie did the cutest thing.
Weave. Go on, go on.
She got up on the breakfast table and urinated in Hubert's coffee. Now who could that be?
I think I'm gonna be ill.
Excuse me a moment, Vera. Yes? Oh.
Where's it, Edith?
Why, there's nobody here. But wait. Look, Vera, they've left this nice box of chocolates.
Oh, nice. Oh,
here's a chocolate-covered cockroach and cherry syrup.
Oh, look at this marshmallow with an ant crawling all over it.
Oh, and here's a little hard-boiled egg with a picture of Elliot Janeway inside when you look through it, just so.
Oh, God, peanut butter my chocolate. Gary, it did burn it.
It's all gone. Oh, what shall we do now?
Let's listen to the radio.
Plunged over the cliff, killing all 14 toga-clad occupants. What will those crazy college kids try next? In local news, hundreds of boxes of poison candy have been discovered on doorsteps all over the area. So if you find any of these boxes, don't eat them.
Special Clinic, Barbara Trapezoid speaking. You what? Slow down, ma'am. Slow down. Okay, now, you ate a box of poison chocolates. Light or dark?
Barbie, you got any throat lozenges? I've been barred.
Shh! Now just keep calm. Drink plenty of fluids and somebody will be there right away.
What's the trouble, Babs?
Oh, a couple of women on the east side ate some poison candy.
Soft centers or solid?
I'd better go over there myself. See you later. Oh, it's those darn alien beans are back again. Get that heap out of our driveway, you hairy little beggars. No consideration at all.
She's gone. Good. Now I can relax with a glass of cold pomegranate vino. I always keep an iced bottle in my desk drawer. And now the piece of resistance. The August issue of Bulbous Bosoms magazine. Oh my god.
Sorry to disturb you, Doc, but it's an emergency.
Oh, sure.
Name's Hank Yanker, Doc.
Well, Mr. Yanker, what's the problem?
I'm fat.
Well, you are a bit overweight. Perhaps several hundred pounds.
A bit? No, Doc. I mean fat. El Lardo. Blubber festival time.
Roly-poly overdose, huh?
You don't know the half of it, Doc. When I get on a bus, they make me pay an extra fare for my buttocks.
Sounds serious. Have you tried the liquid ice diet?
Nah, I can't get into them fad diets. I tried some real far-out ones, too. Edith, that's my ex-wife, even tried withholding sex to get me to stop eating so much. She said no more waka-waka until I cut out sweets.
Didn't work, huh?
Nah, I'm a lot stronger than her. Busted down the kitchen door. Had my cake and Edith, too.
Had a similar case about a year ago, Mr. Yanker. It's only because of your dire need that I'm going to prescribe this. I want you to take this to the nearest appliance store immediately. Leave my cat alone!
Sorry, Doc. I haven't eaten in almost 10 minutes. I'll take this over to Andy's appliances right away.
Make sure that you do. Goodbye and good luck, Mr. Yanker. Is there something else?
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
I'm a doctor. You can tell me.
Want to give me a shove? I'm stuck in your doorway.
Gee, did he sound worried?
Do pinos explode? Mr. Yankers, it's Dr. Borowak.
Oh, you're here. Come on in.
This is Dr. Trapezoid. My, you slimmed down in the last 6 weeks, Mr. Yankers.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Doc. I can't stand it no more.
Gee, sounds like a song title if I ever...
What's the problem, Hank? You're thin, aren't you?
Yeah, but that fridge, it's driving me nuts.
What is he talking about?
I prescribed a talking refrigerator for his weight problem. When he opens it, it reminds him not to overeat.
But this thing's getting out of hand. It's been keeping me awake at night, telling jokes.
My wife's so fat, when she sits around a house, she sits around the house.
There it goes again. Shut up! Hey, what's that?
What? I didn't hear anything.
Dang it, I hear chomping somewhere.
Jeff, I think the strain of dieting is beginning to take its toll on Mr. Yanker.
Excuse me. I'll get that in the other room.
So what are we gonna do about this bozo?
I've used my medical knowledge and judgment as best I could. But when all else fails...
Drugs.
Well, actually, I was thinking of getting a more experienced opinion.
Oh, but that's expensive. Let's lobotomize the dude and get him a job that'll keep him out of trouble, like a staple inspector or a pencil repairman.
It's always the easy way out for you, isn't it?
You pile of junk! You think you can run my life? Destroy my reason to etray?
Oh my gosh!
Into the kitchen!
Nope. It's too late. I wasted him.
Barbie, call the cops.
What? You ain't pinning that rap on me, Doc.
Hey, settle down. Small claims court will come to order. Defendant, what's this about you killing your fridge?
Judge, it was self-defense.
You liar. You shot it in cold. You hit me with your gavel.
Cut it out, Judge. I mean, this is not regular courtroom procedure.
Buzz off, Doc. This is my courtroom, and I can do whatever I want. Hey, defendant, I don't believe any of that self-defense stuff. And you want to know something else? I'm giving you 10 years for this.
Wait! You can't put someone in jail in small claims court. Look, that fridge wasn't paid for. I just want the owner to get his
small claims court. I'm sorry, I thought this was the superior court. I'm supposed to be trying someone accused of poisoning people with chocolates.
Can I go then?
I don't care, it's not my courtroom.
So long, suckers.
Gee, that stuff about blind justice must be true.
You know what we need?
Yeah, more money.
Besides that,
more sex!
Stay out of this, Judge. I was thinking about a career change.
Oh, I know!
Who raised their hand? Barbara.
We need lawyers who care. Oh, let's get some books and start studying law right now. But I thought you wanted to be a lawyer who cares.
I said we needed him. I don't want to be one. Actually, I'm thinking of studying nights to become a blender repairman.
Golly, is there a future in that? The judge union just raised its dues.
You know, I've heard wheat is a good field to get into.
Remember, young lady, use a pun. Go to prison. Amanda.
Father, I brought you some fish sticks.
Mrs. Libby.
Hello, Dr. Borowak.
Oh, I love these things.
Oh, excuse me while I rub these fish sticks all over my entire body.
Oh, no. Ow!
Oh, my. We need a Freudian psychoanalyst who cares.